Even before the war, the issue of Iraq was straining relations between the United States and its main European allies, France and Germany. The lack of support from those countries infuriated some members of Congress. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from Capitol Hill.
Secretary of State Colin Powell sat before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday and suggested that the long-term U.S. relationship with France might be undergoing a historic change.
I don't think anybody should suggest that we forget what France did for us and what we have done for France over the years. But at the same time, their attitudes and some of the actions they took in the course of this debate, we were very much regretful of. And therefore, when the question was then put to me, well, should there be consequences of this? My answer was yes.
Powell said the Bush administration will review all its trade deals and relationships with France, asking whether they're appropriate to the new circumstances. This review is being done quietly, Powell said, even though he claimed the French government has been less than subtle about its own efforts to influence other countries.
On occasion, France has made it quite clear to some of the nations that did support us, especially some of the aspirant or the candidate nations here, that they were going to pay a price for supporting us.
One possible price to be paid by war supporters would be resistance to their entering the European Union, something many smaller countries want very much. Powell's remarks, though stinging, were mild compared to some heard in the Hall of Congress. In March, the House cafeterias renamed French fries Freedom Fries. Republican Billy Tozan shut down the French language version of his website, popular back in his district in Louisiana's Cajun country. Congress urged Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to end the Pentagon's contract with Sodexo, a French-owned food services firm that works with U.S. Marines. One Colorado Republican, Representative Scott McInnes, has also asked the Department of Veterans Affairs to stop buying marble from a Paris-based company for headstones marking the graves at Arlington and other national cemeteries. And the resentment does not end with France. Russia was another critic of the U.S. attack and now opposes the lifting of sanctions on Iraq that President Bush has sought. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee that oversees trade, believes the Moscow relationship can be preserved.
In the case of Russia versus the United States and Iraq, I think that once we get by this near-term effort of the war, that our relations will improve, because I think that there is a good relationship between President Bush and President Putin.
With Baghdad occupied and the war shifting gears, not everyone is still in a retaliatory mode. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona says he's upset with the French, too, but doesn't want to push the two nations even further apart.
I think we ought to be careful about what apparently might appear as a vendetta. Clearly, I don't think they would play a role in post-Saddam Iraq, and, but we have other issues that perhaps we need to work together on.
France still wants a role in rebuilding Iraq. The U.S. wants France and its friends to drop any plans for a separate defense organization outside the U.S.-led NATO. Powell assured members of Congress the U.S. would pursue its side of these arguments with vigor in the months ahead, and the members assured the secretary they would be watching. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.